Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and I want to welcome everybody to the show. Again, the book with my co-author, Sharky Zartman, Hall of Fame volleyballer, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, lots of buzz, lots of excitement. Please check that out. I want to send out good luck and great vibes from the sports doctor to all the school athletes, whatever your sport, whatever your grade, for a safe and successful fall season. Got a great doubleheader today. Dr. Craig Wax, he's a holistic family physician. He's an author. He's a host of the podcast, Your Health Matters, that I've had the pleasure to be on. He's going to be returning. And then Jaya Myra, she is a scientist, an author, speaker, wellness living expert. And then it's me, our Sports Doctors In segment, where we'll be previewing some of the upcoming shows, brag more about the book, and answer some emails. First, I want to welcome back Dr. Craig Wax. He's an osteopathic physician, family practice. He's out there in New Jersey. He's the host of Your Health Matters. Hey, Dr. Wax, welcome back.
That's New Jersey, and I'm out by exit 2, if you must know.
Okay. Well, you're in the vicinity, you know. My family's out, was Freehold, Monroe Township, so the great state of New Jersey. Dr. Wax, give us a little bit of a quickie background with yourself and your practice, and mix in your what you're doing now, the radio show. Dr. Wax, by the way, a member of the U.S. Council, the Congressional Subcommittee for Healthcare Policy. He's quite involved in the world of free market medicine. So give us a little bit of background, Dr. Wax.
Well, thank you. I'm originally from New Jersey, and I speak appropriately without accent, which is strange.
Yes, you
for a
do.
Person from New Jersey, but thank you. Maybe the radio did something for me. And I appreciate from a fellow radio professional the opportunity to speak. So I'm a family physician that's residency trained. I'm an osteopathic one, that is to say I'm a DO, with initials similar to yours, that is to say DPM, what have you, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, which is a parallel degree with MD, which is an allopathic physician, which is older. However, in the last 150 years, osteopathic physicians have embraced a holistic philosophy where the body is a temple of sorts, and it can maintain itself in health as long as we do the right things to it and for it. So because of that, I have a bachelor's in food science research. I went to the New York College of Osteopathic Medicine, finished my residency in Philadelphia, and I won't don their accent either, in family medicine. And I've worked in private practice for the last 17 years, and I've got the radio show, as you spoke of. Thank you. I'm with the National Physicians Council on Healthcare Policy with Congressman Pete Sessions of Texas, which is exciting. I am the Vice President for Health Policy with Practicing Physicians of America, which calls itself PPA, that's at practicingphysician.org.
You know, Dr. Wax, I've been around osteopathic medicine for decades. And again,
we believe in feet. We've got synergy. We believe that where you meet the earth is really important, as do you.
Yes. Well, you guys have always, again, combined the hands-on capability, mobilization, soft tissue of chiropractic medicine. That's why I always thought you made great team physicians, as well as all the different specialties, whether it's orthopedist, whatever it happens to be. And, you know, we've been talking about holistic medicine, really preventive medicine, again, for probably 25 years, give or take a few weeks, you know, because really holistic medicine, the regular MD world, I don't think they knew how to spell that 25 years ago. Do you think so?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, there are physicians who treat symptoms and, you know, you get marginal results. And there's patients who treat, physicians who treat patients and their lifestyles and get maximal results. I mean, it's always a good idea to drive your car and take care of your car rather than just waiting for it to break down and react with your wallet.
Yeah, I think that, again, the... previously, sometimes the word alternative medicine was used, and then many people realized that that meant one thing or another. So the term complementary medicine has now really, really come in along with holistic, as we all realize, that the real, real new wellness formula is a combination of nutrition and exercise. And again, I've always felt that your profession embraced that, again, whether it was in the area of sports medicine or whether it was in the area of health and wellness and fitness, the capability of a hands-on approach instead of, for example, an injection, a pill. You know, I've been screaming for 25 years on the sports doctor, Dr. Wax, about the fact that the United States is one of only, you're on in government, get it done. We're one of only two countries in the world that allow this TV advertising ad nauseum of prescription drugs. And here we are in the middle of one of the worst crises we've ever seen. We're a pill society. And I really have a hats off when I hear about prevention and the holistic approach. And I'm again, what was your undergraduate degree? Was it food health, food science?
It was food science research from the artist formerly known as Cook College of Rutgers University at Exit 9, since we're talking New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm glad you know the exit. I see, am I right in saying that you've had the doctor, you know, the neurosurgeon, or now the Department of Health and I think it's the whatever the department is, Dr. Ben Carson. Was he on the show with you?
Yeah, I had the privilege of having him on my show after 2 years of hot pursuit, and I can tell you that he has a great, healthy attitude. I mean, for a man with an outstanding, distinguished history of going from poverty to education, getting himself out of the slums, with a single mom who drove him to read every day to get out of his doldrums, and all the way up to, you know, some of the greatest education institutions. And he has had a wonderful career, just marvelous.
Yeah, he's the head of HUD, Housing
and
Urban Development.
Yeah, I believe he is, and it's interesting because I had the privilege of asking why he chose that instead of being HHS, which was he was originally asked, Health and Human Services, and CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And basically the answer was that he sees the relationship between health and poverty. And his answer was excellent. When they asked him, you know, well, if you want to be in charge of the government division that deals with poverty and housing, what do you think the best thing the government can do for people in public housing is? And you know what he answered? He said, to get them out of it. That is, to make them independent and have them provide for themselves.
Yes.
Give them the
healthy
tools.
And be healthy. And absolutely pay attention.
Absolutely.
Everybody, you're listening to the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're live from Chicago. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can go back over 10 years of radio shows, but you could see who was on, what the topics were, and all sorts of endless array of topics. Or you could zip over to newspaper articles and magazines, and you could read articles on everything from choosing the best shoe for your son or daughter's sport, to the dangers of concussions, to one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels, accepting the challenge. I can't tell you how many guests we get on Twitter. I think Dr. Wax might have been one of them. We have 30-something thousand followers. We publish a lot of great information besides just who's on the show. And as everybody knows, our show is rebroadcast the following week on the wonderful UK Radio Health Network. So you can follow us on Twitter. And again, we got cute with the title of the book. That's why we said hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because you can go to the Twitter account and really see some great information. We're talking Dr. Craig Wax, osteopathic physician, host of Your Health Matters. Tell us a little bit, Dr. Wax, about you and your radio show. You've been doing it quite a while, haven't you?
Thank you. I have, and I've had the pleasure of having outstanding physicians and health experts like yourself on the show for since 2002. I was politely persistent with all the media outlets in the area and getting nowhere, and through 4 or 5 months of persistence, managed to get a one-time shot, and I parlayed it into a 16-year radio experience.
Wow.
So I was very fortunate, and that's at RowanRadio.com. It is the university radio station of Rowan University, rowanradio.com.
Give us again, I'm sorry I interrupted you there for a second. Give us again, Dr. Wax, the website that could find out about you and your radio show. What's the best site to go to?
Oh, thank you. Well, certainly you can Google me, but I would go to my website. It's a good starting place, which is healthisnumberone.com, spelled in words, healthisnumberone.com. And at that point, you can find out all about the things that I think are important, the things that I want to stress to patients. There's a library section. We can go for education on everything from feet to diabetes and back, certainly. And there's also places where I'll be, things that we're going to do, and ways to interact. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at the @ Dr. Craig Wax, DrCraigWax. In fact, I think we may be following each other on Twitter, and you saw my exercise this morning and yesterday morning and the 30-mile bike ride I did prior to that. I mean, and you may even have information on my a sushi and vegetable lunch that I had, because I want patients to know what good food and good exercise looks like every day, because it's
absolutely
important.
You know,
there's no such
practice,
thing as a cheat day.
Yeah, family practice, you know, with all the different specialties. And again, the reality is, the reason I wrote the book, which is there's an epidemic of youth sports injuries, there's an epidemic of over-medication, and there is what I've talked about for 25 years, again, a nightmare with childhood obesity and all the obesity-related stuff. So the importance, again, of family medicine and keeping that specialty really, really alive, I think is really important, don't you?
I do, and thank you. It's the power of prevention. We try to educate people from the ground up, rather than the government lecturing from wherever up in the skies they are, down through the entities somewhere down toward where we are. It's important to educate young children, it's teenagers, college-age kids, 20s, 30s, 40s, even senior citizens. I mean, it's really outstanding when you can teach someone who's, you know, a senior citizen and a grandparent, something that they never knew before. But isn't it even better to teach them when they're a kid, so when they become a grandparent, they'll have passed it on to two more generations? It's a very special place to be, and that's why I'm an advocate of direct primary care, where the patient and the physician have the relationship, and they exclude third parties and government interventions.
Yes, I know you're an advocate. I know you're an advocate, so am I. You know, free market medicine, the ability of reestablishing, again, the doctor-patient relationship, and somehow getting these third parties, the insurance companies, you know, I've talked before on the Sports Doctor, there was a real hassle war 15, 20 years ago between insurance companies, doctors, and lawyers, and the insurance companies won. Although things are changing, and hopefully things will continue to change, so Absolutely. That, again, people can pay attention, because if we do not break the back of obesity and childhood obesity, it will break our back financially with the kinds of problems that are involved with overweight children. Heck, they had to rename diabetes because of the fact we were seeing so much of this weight-related, high blood pressure, et cetera. And that's why I really commend, and I'll throw a shout-out to the both of us, the idea of trying to educate the public, parents. Again, you know, one of the biggest areas in medicine today is fall prevention. When you talk about podiatry, is very involved in that. When you talk about senior citizens, you know, what's the best shoe for them? What about orthotics? Sure. What about balance exercise? So I think that's a major key. I'm sure you're gearing up for the return to school with all fall sports, I would think, you guys.
There's no question. We're doing a lot of school physicals and that sort of thing, and I totally recommend yearly screening of people. I mean, obviously, when you're an infant, you need more frequent screening and immunizations and education for you and the parents, certainly. But every year, I recommend people of every age come into their family doctor and get screened, talk about their family history, talk about what's bugging them, what they think they want to do, what their goals are. And let's talk about getting well and staying well. And that's a really important progress or process in it. And it starts, you know, with the feet. And when I went into the local running shop, and although I'm not a runner, I am a cyclist and a swimmer and a weightlifter and lots of other things, but I am not a runner. I went into the local running shop because they knew shoes. And they went in, and I established over the course of an hour and a long walk outside checking out the shoes that I have a foot that happens to best fit the brand Mizuno. I mean, I'd been a New Balance guy. I'd been an Asics guy. I was never a Nike's guy because they were always
Mizuno is another Cadillac. All my superstar volleyballers have been in Mizuno for 3 decades. And they make a great shoe. And a lot of times we'll see, ironically, and we've talked about it, that over 50% of our population, Dr. Wax, are not fit properly for shoes. Whatever your age.
Well, they're not fit at all. I mean, they go into the mall and they look for the color and the style and pay too much, and they were never fit like an old-fashioned fit where they ask you about your goals, they watch you walk, do you pronate or supinate your foot, what happens with your ankle mechanics.
Well, here's my pearl for the day for you,
let's have it.
Sports doctor, and your screening, yeah. Do a 1 foot balance test on your screenings, have them do a partial squat. You'll spot all sorts of instability. Dr. Craig Wax, family physician from the New Jersey area, host of Your Health Matters. Give us quickly the website again, Dr. Wax.
Sure. For the radio show, it's Rowan Radio, R-O-W-A-N radio.com. And my website is healthisnumberone, spelled in words, .com, because it's my approach for myself, my patients, and for the world to champion their own individual health. Be your best advocate.
Great stuff. Thanks so much, Dr. Wax. And Craig, hold on for a quick second. Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, speaking about holistic medicine and natural healing. I want to welcome Jaya Myra. She is a scientist, speaker. She's a published author. She's the author of Vibrational Healing. And she's got a background in cellular and molecular biology, and she's really a holistic healer in so many different ways of wellness living. Myra, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks so much for having me here.
Oh, great to have you. And by the way, she has a Twitter chat. I took part with her like last month. It was a great forum. Give us a little bit, Myra, of your a quickie background and what you're so passionate about with what you're doing today.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, I started my career as a research scientist. I was working as a cell and molecular biologist doing immunology research and studying causes of cancer. And at a certain point in my career, I began to get pretty sick. And my doctor diagnosed me with fibromyalgia syndrome, and it really devastated my entire life. Like, I lost my marriage, I lost my job, my home was foreclosed on, I had to declare bankruptcy, and the icing on this cake for me was that no science and no amount of Western medicine made anything better. In fact, it made everything worse for me. So I was forced to find natural options to heal myself, which I did. And so now I completely recovered from that, have no trace of fibromyalgia whatsoever, and I'm living a completely happy and healthy life.
You know, it's interesting, for those who don't know, fibromyalgia is this sort of bizarre nerve discomfort, body pain, body discomfort, that over the years, because general medicine really didn't know how to deal with this, they would tell many women and other patients, you know, we think it's psychological. Maybe it's in your head. And this was a nightmare, this whole scenario, among other ones that we're seeing today, whether it's Lyme's disease, other kind of autoimmune problems that general medicine had really, really, really challenges with. And like you mentioned, could ruin your life. People can't get out of bed. They can't function in that kind of a situation. Now, you, of course, with your didactic medical cellular biology background, you must have had a look in the mirror and talk yourself into the fact that you were going to pay much more holistic attention, I would think.
Well, I was following a spiritual path even at that time. And so it wasn't that much of a stretch for me to try the natural method, but I was really upset by the fact that no Western medical treatment could do much of anything. And as you said, for a long time, doctors didn't even know what this was. It was like a wastebasket syndrome. Now there's a lot of scientific evidence that shows that it is actually a disease. It's tangible. They know that it's something that impacts the nervous system and actually causes an amplified response to pain. But, you know, back 10, 15 years ago, people didn't really know all that stuff, and they did think
were
a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I'll tell you how we know it's a disease now, because you see advertisements for the medicine for it. You know, as I go back to my pet peeve, which is, again, why we're a society that allows constant barrage of TV advertising of prescription drugs and all sorts of medicines, and our children grow up, they don't know any really any different. Now, again, in sports medicine, at the highest level of sports, the whole area, again, of holistic, the energy medicine, the mind-body connection, mindfulness, this has become a very big deal. Again, whether it's in health and wellness, and again, I'll use the word mindfulness as another example. I don't think medicine knew how to spell mindfulness 10, 15 years ago. They used to say, is that one D or two?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So your perception and your book, for example, again, Vibrational Healing, has been so much attention to, again, energy medicine, energy healing in all sorts of athletic and sports treatment also. Tell us about Vibrational Healing, the book.
So the book was written to help people understand what their primary constitution and energy type is. And when I say energy type, I'm referring to what your elemental constitution is. So both traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda, which are both ancient sciences of Eastern healing, they rely on a five elemental system for understanding what is your basic makeup and to find the right sorts of remedies that are going to work for you. Because their belief is that there's no one-size-fits-all pill that everyone can take to become well, and it really depends on what your constitution is made out of. And what works for one person won't work for another person. So when I wrote my book, I took all of that into consideration and wanted to teach people how to find what their elemental constitution is and how to use that to find the best natural approaches that are already out there that are going to align with their constitution.
And do you find that, again, the combining this perception and combining this information with proper nutrition is a overall, again, as we get into the reality that some of the best health is a combination of proper nutrition and exercise. And it's funny, you mentioned Ayurvedic medicine, Eastern culture, Chinese medicine. One of my associates, Chinese medicine, Dr. Jing Li, specializes in acupuncture. I wrote an article about her when she was coming on the road, probably 5 years ago. And the title of the article was Acupuncture, 5,000 years old and still still a mystery. So this is something that absolutely is as old as it is. It's amazing that it's still considered sometimes, alternative over the years.
Definitely. And the reason it's considered alternative, as you well know, is because Eastern modalities take mind, body, and spirit into account. And since the spirituality or the soul side of existence can't be proven through tangible, tactile things, Western medicine doesn't take that aspect into consideration for health and wellness.
No, I think that's always been one of the main points. Again, as I mentioned before, when we had a discussion with Dr. Wax regarding, again, prevention and paying so much attention to some of these different factors regarding, again, whether somebody's have your ability to identify where they might fit into this whole vibrational area. And, the idea of wellness or fitness, and at, even at the highest level of sports, whether we would see mind-body connection activities like yoga, which was something that was not that frequently practiced in sports medicine decades ago now is such a big deal. And natural approaches in treatment, whether it's chiropractic, massage therapy, all these things, again, are really, really stressed. What's your website for information about you and your work?
You can find me anywhere online at Jaya Jaya Myra. So all of my social media handles are at Jaya Jaya Myra, and my website is jayajayamyra.com.
And what are some of the other things when you're talking about the relationship with general medicine? Again, you've written books, you speak on the topics, and I know you talk to organizations regarding incorporating some of your different ideas into communities. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, some of the work that I do is to consult with architects and builders in wellness design. So when you're actually building a home or a commercial building from the ground up, there's a lot of principles that you can incorporate that are going to help the place to be in proper balance for mind, body, spirit wellness. Like, it has to do with lining everything up properly with the electromagnetic currents of the earth, with optimizing natural light in the space, and having a good flow of clean, fresh air that's coming in and out of the dwelling. And so when you do all of those things, your home or your office space can actually help support your physical, mental, and emotional well-being.
And again, at the an athlete, at some of these different teams who are, again, looking to have the best ability for recovery, for the best ability for rest and recovery after strenuous games or exercise, than what we might have thought was kind of voodoo stuff, again, decades ago, we start to see that it makes so much sense. I had an expert in lighting on the radio a couple of years ago, again, where he was talking about, you know, fluorescent lighting and all of these other mm-hmm. things as it related to our health and as it related, for instance, to rest and recovery or the reduction of stress. So when you're talking about communities and having a wellness type of setup, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have a chinning bar in each room, right?
Yeah. No, that's absolutely right. It's just making your home more conducive for a flow of positive energy, for decreasing stress, and improving harmonious relationships.
And, you know, what are some of the things that, in English, would make your home more harmonious regarding, again, I've heard the term feng shui and
yes.
That type mm-hmm. Of attitude. These are all, again, Eastern attitudes which are still new to many Americans, you know, regarding, you know, from acupuncture on down, the idea of looking at the body as an energy system. Now so many more people are aware of this, aren't they?
I think more and more people are aware of this now and are going towards more natural methods. People, statistically speaking, even will want to try a natural method before they're going to go to a doctor and find a more conventional approach.
Again, I think the idea of prevention, even from a dollar and cent point of view, is something that we've just got to get a handle on, because obesity alone and childhood obesity will break the bank financially.
Oh, absolutely.
With these behavioral or oriented problems, instead of being, for the most part, Western medicine has been a reactive vehicle. Get sick first and then seek treatment, many times treating the symptoms, instead of really talking about preventing problems, looking at wellness. As our society has paid so much more attention to fitness, people in their later stages of life, trying to stay active and trying to understand that, hey, there's a whole other world here on the spiritual side, on the mind-body side. We're going to talk more about that when we return with Jaya Myra. Again, she's a scientist, speaker, holistic wellness and spirituality, natural health. We'll be right back with Sports Doc.
live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Everybody, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back over 10 years of radio shows, but you could see the guests, what the topics were, and pick and choose as you would like. You can follow me on Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers. We have a lot of informative information in the Twitter world, at Sports Doc, EOC Radio. And again, the book, hashtag A Sports Parent, why I threw the hashtag in there so we could participate with interchanging on Twitter. You could check that out. On the website, again, if you go to newspaper articles, you'll see an endless array of topics, whether it's concussions, whether it's choosing the best shoe for you or your kids, whether it is what about specializing in sports, what are we going to do as a society about tackle football? Great stuff. Let's get back with Jayamira, scientist, speaker, published author of Vibrational Healing. And we were talking a little bit about trying to incorporate some of these big-time concepts even in our homes or in our communities, or in the idea, like you said, architecturally, where people might be putting up a community and they might be looking to pay attention to some of these things you're talking about. Right, Myra?
Absolutely. And it's definitely coming more to the forefront. Using wellness in design and in community building, it's like a billions and billions dollar a year industry now. So it's definitely something people are paying more attention to because it's where the money is right now. So
where's the bullet point?
Despite that, though.
Give us some bullet points about if you said, you know, this is what's such a big deal, and these are the three, four, whatever things that are part of that as you see it. What would they be?
Part of the architecture and decor aspect? Sure.
Yes, this whole concept.
So I think one of the biggest concepts is building in terms of squares and rectangles for your room and your overall dwelling. So when you're building with something that's a square or a rectangle, those things are going to have a lot more strength to the structure, and they're going to be able to hold in more positive energy. I mean, when we used to build buildings, that's how they used to always be built. Like, things would be built in squares or rectangles. Now you see architects doing a lot more crazy things in their designs because we have a lot more technology capable nowadays that makes it possible to put a high rise or a dwelling that maybe has an odd shape to it. But structurally speaking, squares and rectangles are still going to be the strongest. They're going to hold in the most positive energy. So that is one of the things that Vastu and Feng Shui both say, that if you're like looking at a structure, your room should be pretty like equally partitioned off. Like, you shouldn't have any weird, irregular shapes in your room, or it's not going to be conducive for a flow of positive energy. And if you want to get a little bit more simple in these things, like, for example, if you have a child, don't ever paint their room in a yellow color, because yellow has been shown to increase hyperactivity and anxiety, especially in children. So when
really?
You're coming down to the basic, yeah, like when you're coming down to the basic design work, like just the colors and the furnishings and the decor, even those things can have a pretty profound impact on what's going on with you emotionally and mentally. So if you don't want to have higher anxiety or it's something that you suffer from already, don't incorporate bright, vivid yellows into your place. I'm a really bad example of that because I have my bedroom in goldfinch yellow. I mean, it is bright, bright gold. But I actually did that consciously because I don't get a lot of natural light in that room the way it's positioned, and that's not really healthy.
Maybe you wanted to challenge yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but again,
I wanted to have that bright sunshine look in my room when I woke up in the morning, even though I wasn't getting a lot of light. But if you have a child,
again,
you definitely don't want
to
put them in that environment.
Attention to these things in the area of recovery, again, in the area of reducing stress, all part of, again, an active lifestyle where somebody wants to live longer, healthier, then incorporating these mind-body connection activities go from being something that sounded initially years ago, kind of superfluous, to something that, again, the highest level of sports psychology and the highest level of high performance is now paying big attention to adding these areas. If you can reduce stress in people who are competing, if you can enhance recovery and well-being in people who are competing at whatever level, then this becomes something that, hey, we want to include that on the sports doctor. Right, Myra?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're really going to find all of that from a lot of these natural and mind-body-spirit principles because it's since it's helping everything to work in harmony with each other, you're going to strengthen all of these different areas, making all of these aspects be more productive for your day-to-day life.
And again, the how much attention do you pay on the nutrition side of things in your overall approach to wellness, spirituality, and the idea, again, of healthy living?
I think that nutrition is huge, but I take it even a step further. When you look at Ayurveda, again, they take food back down to a body composition perspective. So it's more than just the nutrients that are in the food. It is how is it meshing with your elemental and constitution type, and how is that going to affect your mind and your emotions? While there are going to be certain foods that I can say get a certain set of nutrients out of, maybe one of the particular foods in that group is not going to be good for my constitution, whereas another one will be. So when you take it to that additional level, looking at Ayurvedic and traditional Chinese medicine concepts, it becomes really, really profound. I mean, when I do TV segments, I love to use food, and I love to talk about how this is affecting your mood and how it's affecting your overall life. Like, so many people don't understand the connection between what they're eating and if this is going to make them feel happy or sad, or if it's going to increase or decrease their anxiety or make them more productive while they're at work. And you can rectify most workplace issues just through changing what it is you're eating on a day-to-day basis.
Now, including this, like you mentioned, this elemental constitution, in other words, even including the fact that somebody can identify in what regard their constitution can interact with some of these things is probably a secret, I would think, in a lot of ways. Like when you say you're taking it a step further, how does your body respond to or react with, what they might be eating? And your particular, again, would you call it your elemental constitution or your
yeah.
energy type?
Mm-hmm.
Or what did you call it?
I would call it both. I mean, some people think energy type is a little bit too woo-woo, so I just say, like, your elemental constitution. So to give
how do you find
a simple
that out?
Example.
How do you find that out? I guess that you got to read Vibrational Healing, right?
You can read Vibrational Healing. There are quizzes in there to tell you your elemental type. You can also take basic Ayurvedic dosha quizzes online, which are not going to give you your elemental type, but it's going to give you your dosha. So dosha
further just about
break
out of
down
time.
Into elemental types.
Yeah, Jaira, I can't believe we're a little bit out of time. So I'm going to have you please give us the website one more time that people could find out about all these great things that you're doing and your book.
Absolutely. You can find me online at jayajayamira.com and on all social media channels at handle jayajayamira.
JayaMyra.com, correct?
Jaya twice. JayaJayamira.
Okay, thank you so much. Hold on, please, Myra. Everybody, we're going to be right back with the Sports Doctors Inn. It's the Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme's disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the Sports Doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, blasting back live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. Welcome, everybody, to the Sports Doctors Inn segment. We talk a little bit about a couple of upcoming guests over the next few weeks and then also answer your emails. Again, you could email me, drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com. It's all written out, drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com. It was an old website, and we had so much action, I couldn't change it from the email. We kept it. So send it in. We'll get you on. Got some great shows coming up. One of my favorite orthopedic surgeons, sports orthopedic surgeons from North Carolina next week, Dr. Dave Geyer will be joining us. He's got great podcasts. He's written some terrific books. And then Youth Sports Nutrition with Heather Mangieri. She'll be returning. Two returning guests. Following week, cardiologist Dr. Anwar Ansar. He also is a specialist on paying attention to some of these skin contagious related problems in locker rooms, et cetera, will be joining us. And professional pro ball player right now, Miami Heat, and Jarnell Stokes also plays internationally, will be chiming in. So great shows coming up. Again, good luck to all of the returning to school sports and athletes at all levels. Wishing you from the Sports Doctor a successful and a healthy season. Let's get some emails. Terry, I've had success with tape with my plantar fasciitis problem. Would orthotics help? Almost always periorthotics would be the best weapon you got to not only stop the problem but prevent it. When taping is done, most of the time for plantar fasciitis, it is to try to support that arch, try to restrict the collapse of the arch, which puts strain and pressure on the plantar fascia. Plantar fascia is the fan-like shaped ligament that goes from the toes to the heel. Most plantar fasciitis problems in adults are heel-related, but almost as many are arch-related. It is the most common problem we see in active people, and it can be a real bear in about 5% of the cases. 95% of the cases, proper support and orthotic alignment, strengthening exercises of physical therapy, very, very, very helpful. On occasion, injections, almost never is a surgical problem. Go see podiatry and see sports podiatry if you're active with podiatry. Will really help you taking a look at orthotics. Charles says, my daughter's 14 years old. She plays serious tennis. She has a wide foot. It seems she inherited her mom and her grandma's bunions. We have had good success with New Balance shoes. You know, my hat's always off, Charles, to New Balance shoes. They were a sponsor of mine on the Sports Doctor for over 4 years. What made them famous, still does, is they are width-sized. So, especially for women's feet, you might have a narrow heel, broader ball of the foot. New Balance is a definite good choice. What you want to pay more attention to, Charles, is seeing podiatry, paying big attention to orthotics. Orthotics is one of our biggest weapons in slowing down the progressive so-called bunion deformity, which is a dislocation, a migration of the big toe towards the other toes, and the development of that bump on the inside of the foot. I can't tell you how many youngsters where we saw that, where we did orthotics, and maybe like their mom and grandma, we never had to do anything surgically. We followed them for over 20 years. So pay attention, not only is that helpful in slowing down the deformity, it will also be an enhancement for your daughter's balance, stability, and speed on the tennis court. See podiatry. Paula says, both my 12-year-old daughters seem to have hammer toes, just like me. I'm 45 years old. I had surgery for that. What should I be paying attention to? For the third email, I'm going to mention the term orthotics. See podiatry. You want to pay attention to the kind of shoe that your daughters are in. Flexible hammer toes, which is the curling of the toes, the clawing up of the toes, which sometimes cause problems with the corns on the top of the toes. So this is something that we want to really pay attention to regarding trying to stay out of trouble, trying to keep your daughter off the surgical table like you. Conservatively. And what we have done, even though we don't have a time machine, we can't tell if we put orthotics in a youngster's shoes, whether or not, how would that have been if we never interceded in that way 10 years, 20 years later. But the paying attention podiatry-wise to the type of shoe they're in and the possibility of orthotics is a very, very smart idea. John says, why is there a 4-5-1 ACL serious knee injuries in girls to boys or women to men? John, you know, that's a question that's been around for decades. One of the big reasons used to be years ago, well, you know, these girls aren't as strong. You know, these girls haven't been playing sports as long. That's something that's long gone. Today, girls are absolutely as serious athletes as boys are. They're absolutely as strong, and they've been working out forever. A lot of it is biomechanical, where we have wider hips in females, a little bit angle difference to the knee. Therefore, there's more torque or internal rotation of the knee. We've had great success over the decades adding orthotics. I'm at the point now where any young girl athlete, I'm adding orthotics to the mix besides all the strengthening. I can count on one hand how many non-trauma-related ACL injuries where the girl was stopping or starting, changing direction, coming down from a jump, where they would have an ACL tear. And I, this is still new news to many in the orthopedic and athletic world. But biomechanical is the difference, and so is hormonal, where the females might have hormonal changes, a little bit more flexibility changes. So today there's tremendous attention to proactive programs, prevention programs at all levels to strengthen these girls, to analyze their posture and alignment, to pay big attention, strengthening those feet and ankles and lower legs, working big time on balance is some of the aggressive exercises that are done. And there are changes being seen in this kind of relationship with this 5 or 6 to 1, but it's still a big time problem. And again, if you're the mom or dad of a young girl, she's a serious athlete, pay attention to foot mechanics. I don't care if your daughter doesn't have foot pain or foot symptoms, orthotics, many times proactive prevent problems. I don't know if we have time for Darlene's question. My 16-year-old son plays serious basketball. He's been diagnosed with lateral ankle instability. What type of protection? Well, you really want to strengthen this kid aggressively, those feet and ankles. You really want to pay big attention to the type of shoe he's in. You want to pay big attention to whether or not an ankle brace is helpful or taping. It's an individual determination many times I like, and you want to look big time again at orthotics to give him optimum foot control, and usually you can prevent this being a surgical problem. Make sure he's under, again, the supervision of sports medicine physician, physical therapy, to look at that foot type. Again, everybody, sportsdoctorradio.com. It's the Sports Doctor. Catch you next week. Thank you. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents.